Hi, my name is Olivia Egan, and this is Winter Wonderland, my submission to the Paul Engel Glory of the Senses essay contest. I watch the snowflakes fall from the sky and make mounds of snow piles on the ground. I look around to see if my mother was around to make sure I wouldn't get in trouble because it was midnight and way past my curfew. I find my cat sitting next to me, staring out our glass front door. He, too, wanted to go outside. As I put my sweaty palms against the front door, I feel the coldness of the outside rush through my arm. It had to be for sure below 30 degrees. I see my white fluffy cat slowly tromp back upstairs after giving up to go outside to the winter wonderland of Iowa in January. In Iowa, January was the month everyone hated but adored at the same time. Every year is a new surprise. People would want to know if this will be the winter where it will snow all winter, or if everyone will have one beautiful week of snow. It would be a miracle for light snow, but in Iowa, that is asking for a lot. As I hear my mom rustle the bed sheets, I know she's asleep, tossing and turning from a terrifying dream. I unlock the door to hear a lock click and feel a rush of fear sweep over me. Did she hear it? Only time would tell. I take one step out the door when I realized my fuzzy socks were going to be sopping wet. I would need to lay them next to the heated fireplace, which I was not allowed to touch. Even though I was 16, I had the strictest mother in the universe. I take the risk anyway and run like the wind out the front door. Normally, I hated winter. I hated the bitterness cold. I hated the freezing of snow into ice. I especially hated when I had to wake up at the crack of dawn to scrape all of the ice chunks off my car so I could see the road in the morning on my way to school. They were people who loved winter and people who hated winter. But with Iowa, you have no choice. Winter will come sooner or later than you know it will. Tonight was different. Snowflakes fell from the sky in perfect harmony to hit the flat concrete of the ground. As I made my way outside, I sat on a rough, bumpy-shaped rock in my front yard. I stared up at the starry night sky to stick out my slimy tongue. I could see my breath through the air. Microscopic snowflakes hit my tongue and instantly melt into the wonders of my mouth. As I stare out into the dark, scary night sky, I see the glistening stars. I look down to see something glistening in the corner of my eye. It was the tree in my front yard covered in snow. This is the tree I had hated as a child because my mom said, it's for looks, not for climbing. The tree that looks dead after fall was over. How could it be for looks if it was dead branches all around? It was only truly for looks during winter time, my mother would say. The sprinkling of the snow after a new snowfall was beautiful, she would add, but I disagreed with my mother. I had always hated everything about my yard. There was nothing I could do except lie in the grass, which I was allergic to and preferred not to get a rash. The tree that was for looks was a red oak tree. It was what stood out the most. It was the first thing that people saw when you looked at my yard. It was almost 50 feet tall. Over the years, as I grew, it grew with me. As I changed, the tree changed with me. When spring came, the leaves on my tree came back greener than the grass. As fall approached, the leaves would turn from green to red, orange, and yellow. I had so many bad memories with this tree. The scraping of my arm when I fell from a tiny 3-foot drop, raking the leaves after fall was over. There was nothing good about nature that I could understand. The bitterness of the cold was the worst part, when everything would go numb and people would think they had hypothermia. Everything I could see was so appealing, until I realized I couldn't focus anymore. My fingers started to tingle and I could no longer feel anything in my feet. I knew that I should go back inside and warm up, but I wanted to look deeper into this world of nature I never tried to discover. During Iowa winters, I never usually wanted to go outside, but my cat would, so I would try and take him outside to play in the snow. He was longing for the outside world, and he wanted to explore the unknown. I had a leash for him even, but I couldn't understand why he wanted to leave the warmth of my house to go outside where he could freeze to death. I guess I would have to keep wondering. His beautiful white coat of fur would blend in with the white glistening snow. My mom always said I couldn't take him outside. She took the fun out of everything. I walked a bit farther to get a closer look into my tree as I see something red. I realize it's a red cardinal. It's so beautiful and peaceful looking. Its eyes are closed and it appears that it is sleeping but shivering. I so badly want to help this bird as the winds are picking up and have started to howl. As I try to think of solutions, I hear a loud bang. I turn around swiftly to find an angry, exhausted mother. My mother yells at me at the top of her lungs like her life depends on it. Olivia Elise Egan, get your butt inside. It is 2 a.m. I'd stood there in shock as the thought of it being so early in the morning hit me. I've been up for 2 hours to enjoy the beauty of Iowa's winter wonderland. I hated winter, so why had I lost time over something I usually hated? Something that I believed I would never be fond over. I asked my mother if we could bring the bird into her house to make sure it was going to be okay. She gives me an annoyed look, but sighs with every hope that I would go to bed. I move in very carefully, trying not to make a sound, and swoop up the birds in my hand. As I walk to my front door, I hear the crunching of snow under my wet feet. Before I enter the door of my house, I turn around to look at Iowa's winter wonderland one last time. A gust of wind tries to sweep me off my feet. My tree switches back and forth like it is trying to say goodbye. I turn around and walk back inside my house. I see my fluffy white cat staring at me at the foot of my stairs. His eyes burn holes through my eyes. I understand that he is jealous because I got to go outside and he didn't. My mom, frustrated more than ever, decides to go back to bed. I put the bird in a box with the fuzziest blanket I own. I put a cover on the box with tiny holes so it can breathe. I begin to start walking towards my steps when I catch a glimpse of something outside my front door. Footprints. An animal had been in our front yard. How could I have missed it? I was somehow outside for 2 hours and didn't even notice the big footprints in my front yard. I walk upstairs with my cat at my side, the pounding of my feet as I stomp up the stairs. I think long and hard to myself. Why had I hated Iowa so much? How could I, when Iowa was truly beautiful? Even though I had hated winter and the bitter cold of the outside world, it was still a wonderful sight to see. As I walked up to my steps, I began to realize that Iowa's winter wonderland was hidden for its beauty to see. You had to get past the cold and the wind and the snow. I had to truly uncover the beauty by understanding the true parts of nature. I encountered the beauty of the seasons, as well as the wonderful sight of life among animals. I lay in bed trying to fall asleep. As I almost drift into a deep sleep, I understand how beautiful nature truly is. And as of then, I know that a winter wonderland can be an exquisite thing.